The scene shifted on Monday as the Eagles packed up and headed over to Lincoln Financial Field for their second open practice of this 2013 training camp period. It was a day to celebrate the military, as all five branches, with current and retired members of the military on hand, to watch a little Eagles football and get in the mood for the 2013 Eagles season. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. I'm Dave Spadaro. Military Day at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles holding their second of five open practices there, and more than 20,000 fans, including retired and active members from all five branches of the military, as the Eagles get ready for a very, very big week. Now, the team did not wear pads. They wore shorts and shells, but a good practice. Loosened things up a little bit. The fans enjoyed it. We've got complete coverage of that for you here today. As you take a look, 250 members of the military on the field prior to practice, and the Eagles, all of them, every member of the team, going through the lines, shaking hands, high fives, posing for pictures. Chip Kelly is very, very big into the military and understands the importance that all of those men and women have had for the lives that we lead. So a very symbolic day, an emotional day, and a day that connects the Eagles even more deeply with the military in this country. We've also got for you today a sit-down with Peter King, Sports Illustrated extraordinaire. Is running the football site MMQB.com. It's an all-comprehensive look at the NFL, so he'll sit down. He was in town yesterday and has his thoughts on the Philadelphia Eagles and Chip Kelly. We're going to talk about the offensive line. Now, we expect big things from this group in 2013, and Todd Harriman's will stop by the studio. Drafted in 2005, Harriman's one of the old guys, quote-unquote, here on this very young Philadelphia Eagles team. He and Trent Cole are the elder statesmen of the Philadelphia Eagles, so it'll be interesting to get his perspective, Todd's perspective, on the camp run by Chip Kelly and the camp run by Andy Reid. And of course, we'll take a look at practice today. We look at the 4-on-3 drills from Lincoln Financial Field. All right, let's get you caught up with today's headlines. To do that, Chris McPherson.
Thanks, Dave. And we start off today's headlines with a salute to the men and women of our armed forces. Thousands of Eagles fans packed Lincoln Financial Field today to thank the men and women of our armed forces at Military Day, presented by Dietz and Watson. An outstanding festival, great celebration on the field before practice. Chip Kelly, General Manager Harry Roseman, and all the players shaking the hands of hundreds of military members in advance. So a great way to start off today's practice. Now let's get to the football action. The quarterbacks, who will start Friday night in the preseason opener against the New England Patriots? The reps have yet to be divided. That will be determined following Wednesday's practice, according to head coach Chip Kelly. But all three of them are looking sharp in practice, and I'm talking there with Nick Foles, Michael Vick, and Matt Barkley. Of course, Dennis Dixon and G.J. Kinney in the conversation as well. One of the hidden factors to watch with Chip Kelly's team this season will be special teams. Kelly cited a stat where in the last 25 years, every single season, four games are decided by 3 points or fewer. It's held true with the Eagles over the past couple of seasons. So why not focus on special teams? And that's why he brought in Dave Phipp, formerly of the Dolphins, who have ranked second and fourth in the last two seasons in terms of special teams rankings in the National Football League. On Tuesday, 3 days of joint practices with the New England Patriots. Yes, the Patriots are coming to town. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, the entire crew, coming up from New England. They will have 3 days of practices at the NovaCare Complex. Beginning Tuesday, we'll have complete coverage, of course, right here on Inside Training Camp. Now, coming up later in the show, guard Todd Harriman's, but we'll also have a special treat for everyone out there. Peter King from themondaymorningquarterback.com. He checked out Eagles practice. What are his observations? What does he think of Chip Kelly in his first year as head coach of the Eagles? He will provide tremendous insight right here in an interview with our own Dave Spadaro. And of course, the preseason opener with those same New England Patriots kicks off 7:30 p.m. Friday at Lincoln Financial Field. If you're not able to join us, you can watch locally on 6ABC on the Eagles television network, or of course, you can listen to it on 94WIP. And it will be some great coverage throughout the course of the game as well on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. With not certainly least, but coming up at the end of the game, it will be the post-game show presented by Rico right here. Dave Spadaro, who will be serving as a sideline reporter for the actual game coverage, will be hosting the show, and we'll have reaction from the locker room as well as Chip Kelly's press conference. So all of that and more coming up later in the week, a very exciting week here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and for this Eagles football team. So that's going to do it for your Monday headlines to start today's show. We're going to send it back to Dave.
Thank you very much, Chris McPherson. And we do have a very big week in store here. We've got the open practice that the Eagles have just completed today. Patriots coming to town for practices Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a walkthrough on Thursday. And then, of course, the preseason opener on Friday night. Complete coverage of that game right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We'll be live with our post-game show presented by Rico. All right, today, the theme of practice today, Military Day, and the Eagles hosting several hundred members of the military, all five branches of the armed services in attendance, and they were treated to a nice brunch prior to the practice, bringing the military together with their friends from all over the country, and a lot of them deep-rooted Eagles fans. Thanks to Deaton Watson for hosting the brunch, and everyone really enjoying that. And a great kickoff, if you will, to today's Military Day activities on the field at Lincoln Financial Field. So everybody really enjoyed it. For the members of the military, they posed for pictures, met the cheerleaders, a lot of interaction with the players, and lots of smiles all around as we all remember what's truly important and who the true heroes are in this country. I'm Dave Spadaro. We take a break right now, and when we come back, I sit down with Peter King, visiting yesterday at practice. Got to meet Chip Kelly for the first time, and we come away with his thoughts on the other side here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
How to awesome a road game. Step one, work the Saturday shift. Step two, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step three, show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
I'm Brian Westbrook, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We welcome you into our studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Peter King from the MMQB.com, his own media empire now. Peter King used to be Sports Illustrated. Now it's
I got a little bit of everything. An empire now.
You do have an empire, yeah. How do you like it? How's it feel to be the king?
I like being the emperor of something.
Right.
No, it's great. You know, I got to the point where I'm 56 years old, and I said, is that all there is? And I said, you know, let's try something new and fun and
great.
Do our own NFL website. We've had a good time.
Here at Eagles camp for the first time, checking out Chip Kelly. Impressions?
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching practice. It's funny. Today, Brandon Beachy was here and some Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
So I went up to Beachy afterwards, and first of all, I said, hey, by the way, you're on my fantasy team.
So carry me down the stretch.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, he said he was with Mike Minor, another pitcher. Yeah. He said, that's the guy you want on your team. You'd win it all if you had Minor. But we digress. But I said to him, so what do you think? He goes, do all the camps play music like this? And I told him, as I had a chance to talk to Chip Kelly afterwards too, that you know, Pete Carroll plays music too, only it's louder.
Right.
And it doesn't stop for the teaching periods. And he plays it all year long. But
You believe in that stuff?
Here's the principle of Pete Carroll, and it's the same thing with Chip. If you're out on the field during a game, you're going to get a lot of noise around you.
Sure.
It becomes ambient noise after a while, but it's pretty loud out there. So you're having to learn and communicate when the decibel level is pretty consistently 70, 75, 80, which I think probably prepares you to some degree for a game. And Chip Kelly said, you know, for a while we just did crowd noise, but after a while you're, oh my God, Lord help us.
Yeah.
But because you know that phony crowd noise
right.
can kind of drive you crazy
yeah.
after a while. But anyway, I think what I like when I see a team, an organization, a program that basically says, hey, should we do things the way we've always done them? Or can we look at things a little bit of a different way? And I think that's what Chip Kelly's doing.
And the Eagles obviously doing that as well, just by changing the entire culture. I'm telling you that the energy level here is so much different. The players' reaction time is so much different. Just they're just on edge more. And I think
yeah.
that's a good thing after
well,
years of the same routine.
I think once you're in doing the same thing, you know, in an organization for 10, 12, 13 years, I think after a while there's no way a human being cannot be ho-hum to some degree. And so I think in football especially, change is a good thing every now and then. I definitely think the change, and I'm a big supporter of Andy Reid's in terms of I believe in him.
Sure.
I think it was definitely time for a change here.
Agreed, and I think Andy would say the same thing. He's doing yeah. great things out in Kansas City. Your sense at all, Peter, of what Chip's got here? What can become of the 2013 Eagles?
I don't know. That's the weird thing, because we really don't know what we're going to see when we watch the Eagles in the preseason, never mind in the opener at Washington. I don't think anybody has a good idea of what exactly he's going to do on offense, other than I think reports of throwing it 65 times a game have been greatly exaggerated.
Right.
I think LeSean McCoy is going to end up loving this offense, as are some of the backup backs. I think if you look at one of the things that Chip Kelly did at Oregon, he made a lot of people happy. You know, he spread the ball around. You know, he didn't necessarily have to give the ball 25 times a game to LaMichael James, let's say. And so I think that is going to stand him in good stead in this locker room. And I found this watching, you know, the practice, that it is very fast. But I also think, compared to some other places that I've been, it's a shorter practice. So players are getting off the field. They're doing a lot of drills at once, you know, maybe stereo drills, you know, passing drills where one finishes, you know, Nick Foles finishes here and here goes Matt Barkley over there, right in a row, in a hurry. And so I think they're getting their work in. They're just doing it a little faster.
The big quarterback question is something that's been asked every day here in Philadelphia. I know you've written about it, considered it. Did you have any feelings on what direction Chip might be thinking?
I thought in the spring and probably before camp, you know, pinned me to the wall, I would have said Foles. But after watching today, I'd say Vic.
Why?
Vic seems very comfortable. He's very accurate today, at least in my experience watching Vic. I think he likes what he's doing. I think Michael Vick likes when the quarterback moves, but not necessarily to run. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing I really love about Russell Wilson is he's very mobile in the pocket, but it's like he runs players open. And I think that's one of the things in this offense that I expect to see out of Vic. And, you know, look, I think that probably they're both going to play this year. But if I had to put money on one of them, I think Vic will win the job.
Peter, what are you looking for from the coaching staff? What are you looking for from the Eagles this year?
I just think that Chip Kelly in the NFL, to me, is he's the most anticipated college-to-pro coach since Jimmy Johnson in 1989. And I think people might say, well, what about Spurrier? What about Saban and everything? It's just different. Chip Kelly's such a different story. 6 years ago, he's the offensive coordinator at New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, how in the world did this happen? What is he going to do? I think there's a great mystery. Is he going to run the K-gun offense like Jim, you know, the Bills Buffalo ran Bills. With? Or is he going to do a lot of read option stuff? So again, that's what I think that is going to be fun to watch with him. I think everything is wide open. I think that's what's so much fun about football right now. I go to the Buffalo Bills camp, and I'm not expecting anything. That is going to be a fun team to watch, because they got two offensive minds, led by Doug Marrone, really, that really are going to not reinvent the wheel, but just do things a different way. What I'm looking for with this team, start playing cohesive offensively, score a bunch of points, and be able to go out and outscore teams, because I think the defense will be good. I don't think it's going to be great. And I think in order to be a playoff team, they're going to have to score in the 30s four, five, six times.
Well, I like to hear that there's a possibility of the playoffs.
Of course. Yeah. Last year was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was totally fluky. It was the downfall of the Roman Empire. But there are so many good players here. And imagine if you get Jason Peters, Lane Johnson going. I mean, that is a good bookend tackle situation. And to me, Dave, there's too many good players here to enter a season thinking, it's a rebuilding year. Chip's going to establish his regime. This team's got a chance.
Great. Thank you, Peter.
All right, Dave.
Great perspective.
Thank you.
Peter King, themmqb.com. Make sure you check it out. Thanks, Peter King, for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News & World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life. In charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hey Eagles fans, this is Brian Dawkins, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Sight, a sound, a taste to this town.
Hot Italian bread ready for dinner.
Over 500 varieties of produce, fresh every day.
Custom cut just for you.
Acme, everything from local produce to Lancaster beef from family-owned farms to breads baked all day.
Salty or sweet?
My neighborhood, my Acme.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here inside our studio at the NovaCare Complex. We're talking now about the offensive line, something we really haven't touched on a whole lot in this training camp period. The Eagles really think that they have the chance to be very, very, very good up front. New line coach Jeff Stoutland Obviously did some great things at the University of Alabama, two national championships, dominating performance in the trenches, and he comes to an Eagles team that has a lot of veterans to work with. Jason Peters at the left tackle position, the very best in the game until an injury sidelined him all of last year. Now, he's been bothered of late with an injury that has sidelined him the last couple of days in practice. That is not expected to be anything long-term, and Stoutland is excited to start work in earnest with Peters as the Eagles eye the preseason and beyond. Here's line coach Jeff Stoutland talking about a player the Eagles think can get all the way back to Pro Bowl level, Jason Peters.
I got Buffalo Bills film in my office, filled with Jason Peters set lines. Ask any of the players I coach at Alabama, Miami, Michigan State, and I teach the left tackle off of what he's done. So they would all joke with me when I was coming here, like Cyrus Conjo at Alabama says, hey, what are you going to do, show Jason Peters the Jason Peters film? he kind of made fun joking with me, but it's true. I got a chance to coach him. But I always wondered, like, what is it going to be like, you know, coaching like these guys that have been – it ain't any different. They have so much respect for their coaches and what they're learning. And I'm like, holy cow, this is not what, I don't know what I thought, but I know this much. It's really fun and it's really exciting. And when you bring something to the table to a player and they look at it and they go, you know, this can help me be a better player, that's all they want. All they want is solid stuff that can help them become better and at their skill.
Well, having Peters back and healthy is obviously very important for this offensive line. So is having center Jason Kelce all the way back. He was injured in week two last season, tore his anterior cruciate ligament, and has rehabbed since, got back on the field in the spring, will wear a brace on each knee when the season gets underway here, when the practices ratchet things up. Jason Kelce will be ready to go and is very important to what the Eagles want to do, something that Coach Stoutland certainly understands.
I wasn't here last year and prior to that, but I asked him, we have a really good relationship, he and I can talk to him openly, and he'll tell me, he'll say to me, that's what I love about him, is because I don't ever question his courage, I don't ever question his willingness or want to, ever. So if a player says to me, Coach, I'm a little sore right now, you know, back in the old days, yeah, too bad, keep, you know, pushing and keep. The minute that he would say something to me like that, I'd be like, all right, just get out of here, you know, sit right behind me and listen to what I'm saying or coaching or whatever, but I want you to rest your leg or whatever. And in the springtime, we worked like that. And I do the same thing with him now. And he's like, Coach, I feel great. I mean, I feel like better than I've ever felt. And he's moving that way too. Real explosive, real quick. He's a very conscious, he's his own worst critic. You know, he really analyzes everything he does, wants to make sure he's exact on what he's doing. And I think I've been able to bring him a couple new things for his game. Now, he hasn't tried them yet in live pads, and I'm anxious for him to see. Because once you teach a guy something and he does it and it works, then it's like, oh, we got something here.
And here's a player that not a lot of people are talking about, but maybe you should be. Danny Watkins, 2011 first-round draft pick for the Eagles, had a good, solid rookie season. And then last year, fell off the face of this offensive line. Well, he is back, trying to earn some playing time, and is impressing Stoutland in the early stages here of this 2013 preseason.
I'll say this, Danny Watkins has worked his butt off. Worked his butt off this spring. He's put a lot of time into it on his own, other than being out here and what they're required to do. He's done a lot of stuff on his own to help him understand this new offense, to help him understand what I'm teaching. So I give him a lot of credit for that. Now that's all good. And, you know, now you got to go produce. Now you got to go play.
Stoutland wants his offensive line to be physical, no question about it. Eagles, they are going to run the football. But he also understands that he's got something special here in terms of athletic ability. And he's not the only coach who knows that. Running backs coach Deuce Staley, working with a very good group in his own right, looks at and appreciates and, in fact, is in awe of just how athletic this offensive line is.
Athletically, when you look at our line, we got some guys that got tight end feet and former tight ends. I mean, yeah. You look at Lane, you look at Jason.
Yes.
I mean, feet-wise, when you come out here and see some of those drills, they do some of the drills better than my running backs.
Yeah.
Because they have that in them. So I'm excited about line play. I'm excited about our offense as a whole, what we do up front, how we're going to attack. I'm just excited overall about putting our guys in position to make plays, and we got plenty of them at running back.
One of the reasons this offensive line has taken that major leap forward in terms of athletic ability, what the Eagles did in round number one of April's draft, selecting with the fourth pick overall from the University of Oklahoma, Lane Johnson. Now, the Eagles did not just give Johnson the opportunity to be a starter immediately. He had to earn it, and he earned it very quickly. Walked in, practiced well, and impressed the coaches so that by the end of the spring workouts, he was working at the right tackle position. He's been flip-flopping between right tackle and left tackle during this training camp with Jason Peters out. But certainly Lane Johnson has high hopes for not only this year, but his NFL career in Philadelphia. He's the subject of our Rookie Spotlight.
Sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization.
My high school football was kind of like Friday Night Lights, if you've ever seen that movie, but at a much smaller scale. I had around 200 kids in my high school, about 35 in my graduating class, so whenever we played on Friday, I mean, everybody was there. All the shops were pretty much closed. I mean, everybody was there. So, football is part of the culture there in Texas. And, bringing here to Philly, I think it's maybe even a step above as far as the culture and the atmosphere that brings on game day. Junior college is kind of a tough time for me. I was expecting to go somewhere, Division I out of high school, and people kind of overlooking me, saying that, I wasn't able to, I guess, compete at that level. So I came into junior college with a chip on my shoulder, and I had a decent year at quarterback through a little bit more interceptions than what I wanted to, but I gradually kept on getting bigger and bigger and eventually found myself playing tight end. And I had the skill set, good ball skills. I was big. I could run. And after some of the Division I schools came and saw me, they offered me, and eventually got an offer from Oklahoma, and that's where I went. Coach Stoops actually came up to me and was the first person to mention me playing tackle. And I told him I wasn't real sure about it at first. And after a few more weeks, the defensive end, I saw where the team was, possibly going to go in the season without a right tackle. So I went in the last 2 weeks of spring practice and gave it my best, and everything came natural to me, and played it all right tackle in my junior season. Senior Bowl, it's kind of like a mini combine. I mean, they get there, they weigh you, they measure you, you do psychological testing. I think I even took my wonder league there. And you pretty much meet with the coaches. It's not formal interviews, but you get 15 minutes at the table and communicate with them. And then they show up to practice and see what you can do there. You have 3 or 4 days to really show what you can do and finish off with the game. So it was a fun week. People look at the combine a lot, and sometimes they think people can perform well testing-wise, but not perform on the field. So my main point of emphasis was to go to the Senior Bowl and show that I was a football player first, and then kind of icing on the cake was going to be the combine. So the Senior Bowl was a huge step for me. Draft night was a crazy process. I mean, you've been putting in months of work, with the combine. I got to play in the Senior Bowl, so it was a night where it all kind of came to an end. And sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking. I can speak for myself as well as my family. We're all sitting back there, kind of crossing our fingers, hoping to get picked pretty soon. So after Miami traded up, I really thought I was going to Miami. And after they selected Deion Jordan, the Eagles were on the clock. And I had a good feeling with Coach Kelly and Coach Stoutland. And for too long, I got a call from a Philadelphia number, and that's where I was headed. Probably the strength. I think college and NFL have a similar speed. I think NFL may be a little bit, I guess, faster. But as far as strength-wise and technique, I think when you combine those two, that's what you get with NFL at its finest. It feels good. I think whenever you first get here, you may be kind of culture shocked, but once you get around the teammates and get a few practices under your belt, you kind of understand their personalities and what they're about, and you feel part of the team now. You feel like you're one of the guys, so I feel a lot more comfortable now than when I did a few weeks ago, and practice is, I keep on progressing each week and getting better. My goal is to, I'm trying to start, I'm trying to contribute for this team, and I think one of our main team goals is to make the playoffs. I think when you make the playoffs, anything can happen. Sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization.
Lane Johnson getting some very high grades from the Eagles coaching staff early, and we get to learn a whole lot more about him this week with two Patriots practices, a walkthrough against New England and with New England, and then the game on Friday night again. Eagles and the Patriots. It's a 7:30 kickoff. We've got complete coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and it is broadcast locally on 6ABC as well as the Eagles Radio Network. Check it out. Preseason game number one, the Eagles hosting Tom Brady and the Patriots. Think Bill Davis isn't excited about that. See how his defense looks early on against the master, Tom Brady. On the other side, we're going to continue talking O-line. The veteran of the group, Todd Harriman, stops by the studio. We'll chat with him. More to come on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Do not go anywhere.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
How to awesome a road game. Step one, work the Saturday shift. Step two, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step 3. Show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles offensive lineman, right guard, Todd Harriman. Todd, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
I like the look.
Really
looks
thank
good.
You.
I'm a little envious, you know. hey, you've been around a long time. I guess I can officially say that, 2005, and you've seen a lot of changes. How is Chip Kelly's camp? How is it for an offensive lineman? How is Jeff Stoutland? Give us everything.
Well, you're constantly busy. That's one thing that he's got going on. It's... obviously, it's different than Andy's was. You know, we're here in Philly. In that aspect, I like it a lot more. You know, we're around our building, our meeting rooms, our practice field. We don't have to go anywhere other than right here. You know, you drive here in the morning. You don't have to drive to lunch or drive to meetings or anything like that. So we like that a lot. You know, there's still long days, but, you know, that's what training camp's for. As far as practice, you know, the tempo's fast. But that's, he wants us to learn fast so that we can play fast. And that's, you know, something that everybody's picking up on, and it's coming along. Like, I really enjoy, you know, learning a new system and a new offense. And, you know, I was bred into, you know, Andy's way of football for so long that I was starting to think that was the only way. And it's refreshing to see other ways to do things.
Do you think that just the human nature of being in Andy's camp year after year after year, and great success, not criticizing it, but that you can become a little bit comfortable knowing the routine from one day to the next?
Yeah, I think so. But I think also that, you know, the front office here has always done a good job of bringing talent in to compete that nobody's ever gotten, you know, super comfortable.
Okay. Fair enough. So you're not sitting there saying, I got a job, I'm easy to go. Jeff Stoutland is the new offensive line coach here. Comes to Philadelphia with great resume, what he did at Alabama, I mean, legendary. Your first thoughts here the last several months with Jeff as you get ready for preseason game number one on Friday?
Well, when he first got here, I was kind of like, oh man, you know, we got this college coach. He's going to try to treat us like college players and stuff. But, you know, he's done a great job adapting and learning how to, you know, deal with professional players and yeah, still drive and motivate. And, you know, he's got a lot of good things that he does, his techniques and his methods. You know, there's a lot of good stuff that he's brought into my game. And I'm just looking forward to getting out into a game and actually, you know, conversing with him about what we're seeing out there.
Do you feel like you have a mentality offensively? Is it you want to be a physical offense, smash mouth offense? Do you want to be a fast, sleek, big play offense? I mean, you know, we all in the media and the fans kind of get caught up with all these labels. I don't know if you feel that way at all.
Well, yeah, you do.
We do, okay. Right. No, but I mean, from your offense, is it going to be? I look at it, I say, this offensive line has a chance to be great. You feel that way?
Yeah. Oh, I feel that way 100%. You know, I think that this is probably one of the most talented lines that I've been a part of. Definitely one of the most athletic lines I've been a part of. You know, I'm one of the lesser athletes on the line now, is where I used to be one of the better athletes.
Right. Good point.
But I would describe our offense as a fast tempo downhill.
Okay, so run that. That's exactly what people want to see. Third and one, you're gonna, you know, you're not. You have the ability, if you want to, if they call to smash mouth and win the battle.
Yeah.
Right. Which in the past, you know how Andy had been kind of questioned about that mentality of running the football. I sense a team that's gonna run the football with a great group of backs and a great offensive line.
Yeah. Well, in our running game, we're not trying to just cover guys up and, you know, let the running back scoop by. We're trying to move people off the ball and, you know, put the D lineman in the lap of the linebacker. So,
Todd, you've moved around a lot in your career, and now during practice here, right guard, except when Jason's been out, Lane's been going to left side. Yep. You've been going right. So let's talk about we all expect you to be September 9th, right guard, Lane on your right side. That combination is a new one. You have to bring along a kid. Mm-hmm. What kind of lessons do you give him?
You know, I don't try to act like a wise old owl or anything and give him too many lessons. I just, I'm trying to teach him the biggest thing is how to communicate out there in the field and, you know, get over a play. You know, if you don't do that good, get over the play, get on to the next one, because it's a high-tempo offense. We don't have time to worry about what just happened. We have to keep worrying about what we're doing. But, no, it's coming along really well. He's an incredible athlete, and, you know, for somebody that used to play quarterback, he's actually got some drive to him. Like, he's got a good base, and he can move people off the ball, and he's got some dirt to him.
How about for you, going back inside, just the getting ready mentally for combat in guard-to-guard?
You know, it's a little different. You see a different type of player inside, but you're a little more in a confined space, so you're not moving around as much, which, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm upset about.
Yeah, but, right.
But, you know, it's good to get out there and practice every now and then and take some tackle sets and, you know, still show that I got that in my arsenal.
Amazing. What, you're number 9, right?
9, yeah.
How do you feel about being one of the few wise, and I won't say old, but wise, experienced Owls here?
That's cool. It's definitely not a position that I ever saw myself in when I was younger. But it's just something that's kind of transformed, and here I am. So
you're a Philadelphian, you know.
Yeah.
You love the city of Philadelphia, do you?
I do.
Not?
Yeah, I do.
Will this be your resting home after your career is over?
Yeah.
Why? What's so Philadelphia? What's so great about Philadelphia that you like?
Just the blue collar attitude, and you know, everybody's always been nothing but nice to me, and my family. And I like the area. Plus, yeah, you know, I spent so much time here, I don't know where else I would go.
Yeah, great. Well, hey, good luck the rest of the way in camp.
Thanks a lot, dude.
The Patriots come to town this week. 2 practices, Tuesday, Wednesday. Preseason game number 1 on Friday. I'm fired up for it.
Yeah? Yeah. It's already here?
Yeah, it's amazing. Todd Harriman's in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, in celebration of over 75 years of our Government Employees Insurance Company,
or GEICO, as most of you know it,
I propose savings for everyone.
I'm talking hundreds here, and furthermore...
Breaking news, the Gecko is demanding free pudding.
And political parties that are actual parties, with cake and presents. Nah, that was good. It's too bad nobody could hear me.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News and World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Military Day at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles putting on a little practice show for more than 20,000 fans in attendance on this Monday. Beautiful day in South Philadelphia. Eagles not tackling again, in fact, wearing shells and shorts, but good action in our practice video. 4-on-3, Chris and Bo have all the play-by-play from Lincoln Financial Field earlier today.
Well, it's the second open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. Military Day presented by Dietzen Watson, Bo Wolf, and Chris McPherson here to watch the 4-on-3 on a beautiful day here in South Philadelphia.
Certainly that's the case, and we see Jamar Chaney with the pass breakup to get things started in coverage against Jason Avant. And then quickly you see DeSean Jackson getting the ball from Nick Foles. Fast action, but certainly great to see the early part of practice here at Lincoln Financial Field.
DeSean's so explosive, and he's probably been one of the two or three best players in camp thus far as we watch Dennis Dixon find Chris Polk. Chris Polk showing a lot as a receiver out of the backfield in camp thus far.
Certainly much more polished hands, slimmed down about 15 pounds, a lot smoother as a runner, a lot faster and quicker than he was a year ago. I thought he was a little bit of a plotter last year, but very, very smooth in the early part of training camp, really getting himself ready for Chip Kelly's offense.
Felix Jones with the drop there on the pass from G.J. Kinney. We watch Matt Barkley take the snap now. And he finds Ifeanyi Moma short. Moma, of course, everybody wants to know about the 6'7" guy out of Boston College, first year in the NFL after taking a year off last year. He's one of the many guys competing to find a hole at wide receiver. And there we see, who's that, 84? That's Will Murphy gets the pass from Michael Vick. Dennis Dixon now slips in the backfield, goes deep. DeSean underthrows him. Not superb coverage there by Brandon Hughes, but DeSean makes plays as he always does.
As he always does, as you pointed out, probably the star of camp to this point. There's Zach Ertz after a one-day hiatus returning to the practice field with a shoulder injury. Good to see him in action. But DeSean Jackson has really stepped up in the absence of Jerry Macklin during this camp.
Damaris Johnson with the reception there from G.J. Kinney. Let's see who we got up next. Barkley. And into tight coverage. Good coverage by Kerry Williams, who, after missing some time in the spring, has been pretty impressive and run almost primarily with the first-team defense.
Very tough, very physical, not afraid to mix it up. Something that you're certainly hoping to see from this Eagles secondary, as Ifeanyi Moma there coming up with the catch in traffic.
And with Kerry Williams, last year, of course, there was such shoddy tackling in the secondary, so many missed tackles in the secondary for the Eagles. Kerry Williams, one of the very best tackling cornerbacks in football, according to Football Outsiders, so that should certainly help the defense as we see Aurelius Ben, who was also impressed in his second practice returning here. Chip Kelly said yesterday he was very impressed with how well Ben was able to run routes that he hadn't even been there for during the install.
Yeah, Regis could be a big part of this offense, a great opportunity for him, the former second-round pick. Big, physical, all the things that Chip Kelly likes in his receivers. And then on that play before, Matthew Tucker returning to the practice field after missing yesterday's workout with a hamstring injury. He was making the reception there in the flat.
All right, as we watch the action, fast and heavy again, G.J. Kinney finds Damaris Johnson. Damaris, again, one of these guys who is competing for a bigger role on offense as he looks to make that coveted year jump from year one to year two.
Certainly it would be interesting to see how the Eagles utilize him. Will he be an outside guy? Will he be an inside guy? He's been used a lot on the outside here during the early part of training camp here, so it'll be really interesting to see would the Eagles pair DeSean Jackson on the one outside spot and then Damaris Johnson at the other outside spot.
And I talked to Damaris earlier this week, and he's been working a lot in the slot, and he said he's never really worked in the slot before. He's always played on the outside, so I was asking him the difference between going up against linebackers and safeties versus corners, and he, you know, it's about not letting them get physical, letting him use his speed, and that's why he said the toughest guy that he's had to beat so far is Connor Barwin. You can imagine Connor Barwin, the monster linebacker, trying to cover Damaris Johnson. He gets his hands on him, it's over. As we continue going through practice here. Good atmosphere here at Lincoln Financial Field. Probably a good number here expected on a Monday, which is all that more impressive.
Great numbers here. Fan support has been tremendous. Great ovation for the military members, the five branches of our armed forces being honored here today. You know, certainly one of the best days of training camp throughout the year is for the Eagles, and it's no different on this day here in this atmosphere, bringing it to Lincoln Financial Field. And on a Monday afternoon, early part of the work week, seeing so many fans, especially young fans, a lot of youth groups here today. Great to see the turnout filling up the stands here at Lincoln Financial Field.
And a nice pass break up there by Michael Kendricks, who Chip Kelly yesterday called the team's best cover linebacker. So you see that in action right there from the second-year player. Another guy looking to make that big year one to year two jump. G.J. Kinney now into the flat. And you see a lot of that in these drills, guys finding the open underneath receiver. That's what this offense is about. If you can't get the big play, get the small play.
Good coverage there. Brandon Graham on Chris Polk. Oh, I'm sorry, Everett Brown there coming in. I saw the number five. I thought it might have been the two fives in there, but Everett Brown making the conversion, playing primarily as an outside linebacker here in this camp, coming up with a nice pass break up there against Chris Polk.
Michael Vick now lofts it down. Clay Harbor lost in the secondary there. Nice job from Clay Harbor, a guy we don't talk about at tight end. He's trying to make the roster as well. Well, that does it for 4-on-3s here at Lincoln Financial Field. Bo Wolf, Chris McPherson, and now we get ready for the New England Patriots to come to town.
All right, there you go. That's a look at today's practice from Lincoln Financial Field. Time to take your phone calls. A topic we'd like to discuss is, what do you want to see most on Friday night when this preseason opens? Give us a call, 215-320-5170, 215-320-5170, and let's talk about the preseason opener. Finally, we have something to talk about. A football game is on the way. We're coming back with that, and also, if you're not able to be in the area, check it out. If you want to follow it online, please do. We're live on 6ABC, maybe even the NFL Network, I think, is going to carry this game live, but that is unconfirmed. So the action is Friday night at 7:30. 215-320-5170. Looking forward to talking to you on the other side. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We're coming right back.
Hey, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Dunkin'.
I'm drinking Dunkin'.
I'm just in love with the flavor.
I get mine black. I don't want to take away from that pure taste.
So smooth. No bitterness. It's awesome.
There's no other taste like it.
America runs on Dunkin' coffee.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
Chances are, you're not made of money. So don't overpay for motorcycle insurance. Geico. See how much you could save.
Hey, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Dunkin'.
I'm drinking Dunkin'.
I'm just in love with the flavor.
I get mine black. I don't want to take away from that pure taste.
So smooth. No bitterness. It's awesome.
There's no other taste like it.
America runs on Dunkin' coffee.
Hey Eagles fans, I'm Irving Fryer, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right, we are back. Dave Spadaro with you. Time to get some phone calls. 215-320-5170. Let's start in Colorado and speak to Hector. Hector, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. What's on your mind?
My main concern is, do you think the offensive line is going to hold up this year?
I think the offensive line, thanks for the call. Hector, I think the offensive line, look, we got to get Jason Peters back on the field. Needs some luck from a health standpoint. But it should be one of the strongest pieces on this team. The Eagles think that Danny Watkins has made really good strides. They think Dennis Kelly can back up at either of the tackle positions, so you've got some depth. Julian Vandervelde running second team as the backup center. So I really expect, Hector, this to be a tremendous group, and these quarterbacks are going to be happy when that offensive line is intact. They just haven't been together a lot in training camp, and that's really the challenge. So they got to get healthy and get back on the field and get them ready to go on Friday against the Patriots. Let's go to Southwest Florida and talk to Gary, who joins us on Inside Training Camp. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Great. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, I'm feeling that, there's so many new pieces.
Phone call. Let's go to another phone call, 215-320-5170. Sorry for that bad connection there from Gary, but we take a look at some of the action from practice today as the Eagles go through the workouts and the quarterbacks throwing to the receivers. And that guy right there, Demaris Johnson, probably having, along with DeSean Jackson, the very best camp. Tremendous camp for them. Aurelius Bend back on the field. Looking good, getting some work in. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Shannon joins us. Hey, Shannon.
What's up, Dave? How you doing, good buddy?
Good. How are you, pal?
Man, all is well, man. Excited about this season kicking off, man, and really want to see. I'm excited about the players, man, but I think we have an advantage as having our new head coach, man. I'm really excited to see how he's going to, I think one of the things we're going to see, Dave, and you can tell me how you feel about it, I think he's going to maximize each gift of each player. Do you kind of get that sense?
I mean, that's what I hope, Shannon. I think right now he's trying to learn about each player.
Right.
And then find out what he has and what he doesn't have. I mean, when you sit there, Shannon, and talk to coaches, they can't possibly know what this team's all about yet. Still a period as excited as you and I are about the game, they are too. They don't know what they have.
Right. So, well, the good thing is, hopefully, I'll see you in Jacksonville. I think that's going to be a very important game because that's the third game. So hopefully, we'll know who our quarterback is after that game. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Hey, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, brother. Have a good one now.
You too. Thanks for the phone call. 215-320-5170. Let's go to New Jersey. Kenneth joins us on Inside Training Camp. Hi, Kenneth.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good.
What's up?
Not much. I'm very excited about Sunday's first offense.
Yes, Friday's.
Yeah. I'm basically bad connection here.
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you.
All right, yeah, I'm very excited about Friday. I'm very excited to see Chip Kelly's very first offense. I'm very excited to see who's going to be the starting quarterback for that day. I'm just very excited.
Hey, Ken, thanks for the call. I'm glad you're excited. By the way, I think the Eagles are going to release the depth chart today, and my sense is that Foles and Vic will share that first string duty. I got to warn you here, fans. Don't put too much into the depth chart. It is no doubt written in sand. And you'll see Vic, you'll see Foles. I would not be surprised if both players get reps on Friday night with the first team. And then you got to see if Jason Peters is healthy enough to go. There's a couple players who've been out just a little bit. So I think the depth chart will get firmed up a little bit more after Friday night, but the version that gets released this week, whether it's today or tomorrow, I'm not putting a lot of stock into this depth chart. I know everybody's going to talk about it, but it's really not going to matter because without tackling, how can you possibly make any sort of firm decisions on roles, on depth chart, on playing time? I think the way it's going to work this week is the depth chart comes out today or maybe tomorrow. Eagles practice a couple of days with the Patriots. on Wednesday, Chip talks about player rotation for Friday night. And we'll see how long the starters go, or at least the players who will start the game. Big distinction there. Big distinction between calling a player a starter and who will start the game on Friday night. All right, final call of the show. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Gordon. Gordon, thanks for calling.
How you doing, Mr. Padaro? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm from Philly. Big Eagles fan.
Thank you.
Been Eagles fan since Cunningham is all I know. In terms of the crowd support in the linebacking corps.
Yeah, hey, Gordon, thanks for the call. I really will tell you that I like the cornerbacks. I think they're aggressive. I think that they are going to play a lot of press man. I think they want to be very, very physical. I like Williams. I like Boykin. I think he's played tremendous football. I like Bradley Fletcher. I like Eddie Whitley. I like Brandon Hughes coming back. I think Curtis Marsh is going to have a tough time making his team. So far, so good. Safety's really impossible to tell. Really, without tackling, how can I tell? Linebackers, look, I mean, I'm like everybody else. I question, can Trent Cole drop? Can Phillip Hunt drop? Can Brandon Graham drop? I think inside, D'Amico and Michael Kendrick's fine. I think Connor Barwin is a pro. But again, this group has not tackled, so it's really hard to tell. All right, the theme of the day at practice at Lincoln Financial Field, public practice today, Military Day, appreciation for all of the men and women who are serving, who have served, who protect our nation. We had a chance to talk to some of those brave citizens who make what you and I do so free in this country. We go back to Lincoln Financial Field and talk to some of the members of the military who were on hand today.
In terms of the crowd support, you're all lining the field before practice. What are the emotions going through you to be out here on the field, the same field the Eagles play on, but everyone's giving you the ovation, which is more than justly deserved?
The only way to describe it is undescribable. You kind of get choked up. You feel it go through your throat. And I've been at a World Series. It's happened at more than one occasion. I've been lucky. And every single time it happens, it's like a whole new experience. And every time, it never changes. It never gets any easier. It still chokes you up just to see all the people, the players, the nobodies and the names of names, whether it be from the crowd to the field, just appreciating, clapping, standing, just saying thank you. And the only thing to say back is to thank them, because it's undescribable. There's no other words.
A lot of us forget that, you know, there's these wars going on and everything. So how important is it just to get it back in everyone's mindset and to know that, you know, we're still doing a lot of battle and there's still a lot of things going on overseas?
I mean, it's very important, because overseas there is a lot going on. I can't say too much, but there is a lot going on, and it's good to keep it in mind. Like, we do have soldiers over there. We do have people over there, and there is a lot going on. Anybody can go over there any moment, any day.
So you got to be on the field, see a little bit of the action firsthand. What's Chip Kelly's team look like? Yeah, I'll let the fans know about the team now.
Very high tempo. I got a chance to actually take a picture with Coach Kelly, and he was absolutely amazing. I hope the best for this team this year. We really need a win in the Super Bowl, hopefully.
Great job there. Wonderful day. Great ovation from the crowd of more than 20,000 fans at Lincoln Financial Field for the open practice. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we go inside the locker room and talk to the players. Big week ahead. The Patriots are coming. The Patriots are coming. And the Eagles are ready for them. We're coming right back on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
Hey, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Dunkin'.
I'm drinking Dunkin'.
I'm just in love with the flavor.
I get mine black. I don't want to take away from that pure taste.
So smooth. No bitterness. It's awesome.
There's no other taste like it.
America runs on Dunkin' Coffee.
A concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, Make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
How to awesome a road game. Step one, work the Saturday shift. Step two, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step three, show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
All right, we're back. Dave Spadaro with you again. Friday night, the start of the preseason schedule. The Eagles hosting the Patriots. Make sure you tune in on 6 ABC kickoff at 7:30. Also, if you're in Harrisburg or Scranton, you've got your Fox affiliates there who will broadcast the game. And we will have complete coverage of the game, Chip Kelly's preseason opener. Has there ever been a preseason game more anticipated than this one? And it helps that the Eagles have not tackled in this training camp period. So everything you see during the game on Friday, something new for all of us. Right? We haven't seen tackling. We don't know what the offense is going to be. Yesterday, it came to our attention that Connor Barwin, from his Twitter account, had a little funny that he sent out. Check this picture out. Barwin used to be a tight end, played tight end at the University of Cincinnati, where, not so coincidentally, Brent Celek was his tight end teammate. So Connor goes into the Wayback Machine and throws up this picture. On your left is a moppy-headed Brent Celek. On your right is Connor Barwin, who's looking a lot like, who does he look like? What's the actor's name? The big tall guy from Eric Bogosian. How about that one? How about a little Eric Bogosian? Right? No? Yes. Connor Barwin on the right. Connor Barwin obviously has gone to the other side of the line of scrimmage and had some success. Brent Celek doing just fine at the tight end position. The University of Cincinnati reunion here in Philadelphia. Funny, funny, funny. Good job, Connor Barwin. All right, let's go into the locker room now. And again, the Eagles have their practice period of time. The media meets the players. And the conversation clearly is about the Patriots and a different kind of test for the Eagles this week. Tom Brady comes to town. A defense that changes its fronts, its looks constantly. Bill Belichick, the defensive mastermind, he is going to throw everything at the Eagles in terms of scheme, not only during the two practices, but as well on Friday night. Let's take it into the Eagles locker room and talk to the players after today's practice.
Patriots tomorrow.
Yes.
I feel like it's going to... It would be nice to kind of have a game situation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I was in Tampa, we practiced with the Patriots in training camp last year, so I kind of got a feeling of how that's going to go. You know, it's going to be a fun, you know, physical practice. You know, it's a chance to go out there, go against different guys, and, you know, not knowing what a guy, you know, his attributes and what he's going to do. So it's going to be fun.
The physical thing is interesting. Yeah. You haven't had any
of that. Yeah, it's like the full contact, really. You know what I mean? So it's going to be fun. You know?
That'd be hard to adjust to that?
Nah, it's football. Yeah, I mean, after a while, once you get your first hit, you're going to feel good. Yeah, I mean, that pretty much goes for everybody.
So you think it's beneficial practicing against another team, even though you don't want to show too much? Not your side wants to show too much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a copycat league. Everybody's doing the same thing. You're just tweaking it a little different. You know what I mean? It's all about having the guys out there calling the right plays and them stopping.
When's the last time you were this fast?
I can't even remember, probably high school. I haven't been, you know, this light for a long time, but, you know, there's always room for improvement. You know, I'm still trying to get faster, stronger, and just learn my plays more. You know, you got to just come out every day looking to improve. inconsistent.
When did you finally get over the toe injury?
The off season, you know, hurting, you know, turf toe is just like, you know, hurting your hamstring. You just need to rest. Being that we're in mid season, you know, practicing, it's just, you know, it was just really a grind. So I didn't really get over it until the off season. I took like a month off and just, you know, and when I started feeling good again, I started running, you know, just started, you know, being on my diet and just wanted to come into camp and OTAs in shape and a good weight.
What do you think these practices against the Patriots, are you looking forward to them? What do you think these are going to show?
It's going to show how much of a competitor you really are. And, you know, being in camp this long, you know, you're tired of hitting, you know, each other. It's nice to see, you know, so another team that you're actually going to play. So instead of having to scout and watch film on them, you're going to have to be going against them every day in practice. So you know exactly who your matchup is. You're going to know exactly what they like to do, their tendencies. So from a, you know, a competitor athlete, you know, it's the best thing for us.
Well, you know, first of all, I'm just trying to get the plays down, learn everything, where I can play fast, and you know, just try to bring some speed and some more tempo, and you know, bring a little bit more to the running back group, because the group we have now is already, you know, real good, and I'm just trying to add a little more to that.
How do you feel physically? I mean, you've had some problems in the past couple of years. Are you 100%? Do you still have to sort of take care of yourself a little differently now?
Well, absolutely. You know, every day is a way we can take care of ourselves, you know, take the soreness away. But, you know, as far as health-wise, I'm 100%. I feel good, and I'm ready to go.
If I could ask you, like, what your impressions have been of Chris Polk. I know, you know, he seems to be pretty fast this year and everything. Like, have you kind of taken him under your wing a little bit at all?
He's a great running back, great player, great guy. And, you know, there's some things I can learn from him. You know, he's obviously here, been here, and knows the system a little bit. And, you know, I'm just learning some things from him and just trying to bring my game up.
Playing DN, you know, you can't really see too much. You know, when we was playing the non-line and stuff, I couldn't see too much. But now I'm up, I can see, I can play, you know, I can play on the ball. And like I said, it's a, you know, I'm playing a different position now. And now, you know, I'm dropping back, and I got to learn how to, you know, to check run first, and you know, and then take my drop set. So
are you just talking about not being able to, think you're able to see like the running back in the backfield, and you know, it might be you know, additional pass protection or
yes,
that kind of stuff?
And that's just part of the game. You know, you got to know your keys. You see, you know, you see a deep running back, you got to be ready for a run. You know, I mean, it's just part of the keys, and you can see everything moving, and you know, and that's just part of playing outside linebacker. You got to see everything, you know, because there's times where, you know, you got to get out and you got to get on the three receiver, two receiver, it all depends, you know, situation. So,
what about the joint practices? Will that also be more, even more beneficial than going up against your own team?
It'll be fun because, you know, you get to see different people, you know, so I'm gonna be talking, you know, having fun, acting like it's a game.
Right.
Yeah.
But in your development, is that even more better for your development?
Yeah, that's more helpful because, you know, I haven't played against these guys. I haven't seen these guys and the practice against them first before playing them. You know, I start picking up little tendencies that they do, you know, just on the film room. Because, you know, people, once you study them a little bit, I mean, they pretty much do the same stuff unless, you know, they change it up on game day.
Right.
Yeah.
And what are some of the most important things you've learned in terms of the transition to playing a little more linebacker?
Just playing in space, you know, knowing where to be, you know, where to, you know, just on our drops. And, you know, I know how to rush the pass or know how to play the run, but, you know, that was just every day I just keep getting better in coverage. And, you know, one day I'm going to get a pick, and when I get that pick, boy, look out.
That will do it for us today. Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, returns tomorrow. The Patriots in town should be a lot of fun here at the NovaCare Complex. We will set the scene for you and show you everything there is to see when Bill Belichick, Tom Brady and company come into town for a couple of days of practices and, of course, Friday night's preseason opener. I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.